AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump is in Texas for a firsthand look at the devastation caused by the catastrophic flooding that has killed at least 120 people. The president says his administration is doing all it can for Texas.
I can tell you that, and the governor will be the first to tell you that when the request was made for the emergency funds, Christy, I think we gave it within about 2 minutes, maybe less. And they had everything they needed, right? Right.
AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on one family's survival during the Texas flash flood.
Jane Towler knew she was in trouble when her neighbor phoned her at 4 o'clock in the morning on July 4th and told her to get out of her small cabin along the Guadalupe River in Texas. She ran to a nearby house where her son Alden and a family friend were sleeping, along with the friend's one-year-old daughter. But as Jane recorded, the water was rising in Alden's house, too.
This is our house in Hunt, Texas. We are being flooded right now. I think the main thing we might have to do is go up in the attic space.
So while on the phone with 911, as the water continued to rise and the refrigerator toppled over, the three adults and a toddler climbed onto the kitchen counter and up into the attic. Alden says he, his mom, and his friend, holding her toddler, waited on the roof.
Having a one-year-old infant in your arms, as a mom, I just can't even imagine what she was going through.
Alden Towler says as the sun began to rise at 6:30 a.m., they shouted to cars driving up a hill and were eventually helped off the roof and driven to a church. I'm Donna Warder.
Federal immigration authorities say they have arrested about 200 immigrants suspected of being in the country illegally in raids Thursday. The Homeland Security Department says the raids occurred at two locations of Glasshouse Farms. This is AP News. Visitors and staff at two national parks in the western U.S. have been evacuated because of wildfires. Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park closed Thursday morning after lightning sparked blazes on both rims. The Grand Canyon's north rim in Arizona also closed Thursday because of a wildfire. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on a German tourist who was found alive after 12 days in the Australian outback.
Police say a member of the public found her wandering on a forest trail late on Friday. She's been flown to hospital for medical treatment. Vilga was last seen on June the 29th at a general store in the wheat farming town of Beacon. Her van was found in a nature reserve about 22 miles north of the town on Thursday, and a ground search began. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.